call weekend.
Smith Sabatino. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, as we continue on. Roland, please.
You know, Carl, like so many people, I surf the internet all week long just to prepare to stump you in some kind of conversation off and on.
Yes, yes.
Because I know you are a well-read individual.
Well, thank you.
I know that you know a little bit about a lot of things.
A lot of things.
A lot of things. And someday we're going to delineate what those things are.
My wife's been asking that question for a long time.
In the meantime, I do like, and I imagine you do too, I do like surfing the internet because yes. You do find out some fascinating things. I also realize that not everything you read on the internet is true.
That's
so
true.
So you've got to be discerning.
Understand your source. Understand your source.
But I did find one particular website that I thought was very interesting about new inventions that we might want to think about because it's benefiting all of humanity.
Okay.
And the first one I read about was a billboard that acts like 1,200 trees. Apparently, in Peru's University of Technology and Engineering, they've transformed the advertising signs into sources of clean air and water for a local community. Apparently, students and staff from they call it the UTEC, have partnered with a local advertising company, and they are creating billboards that purify the local air as it moves through the billboard, and that's the equivalent of taking out the carbon dioxide, the pollutants of what 1,200 trees could do.
One billboard
each day.
That's fascinating.
I mean, that's to me is a fascinating thing. Now, they put them in construction sites where a lot of dust, and apparently it's served a lot of folks with some clean air.
That's fascinating. I'm making a check note on that one. Let's follow up on that.
Okay. And the other one was, and you're going to like this one, in Sri Lanka. A core objective of journalism is to spread information that benefits society. Would you say that that's a fair assessment?
I would.
Okay. Somebody has suggested and put together an experiment in Sri Lanka where they impregnate the ink of newspapers with an insecticide that kills mosquitoes. So when you're reading a newspaper, basically you're surrounded by an apparent kind of protective barrier. And they say that it's cutting down on the dengue fever in Sri Lanka.
That's extraordinary.
And what a great idea that is.
That's a great idea. It's sure as heck is imaginative, I must admit. And that is interesting. And that's a scourge, of course, in all that part of those parts of the world.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Absolutely a scourge. And there is no cure for it, at least up to this point in time. There are some treatments, but there's no cure for dengue fever. And it's not a nice way to go. It's actually a horrible way to go. Fascinating stuff. The world's thinking. The world is thinking.
And it's not, believe it or not, it's not just American ingenuity.
No.
Which we talk about and we honor and we support all
and
the time.
And we should.
Yeah.
And we should because it's been remarkable. It's led the world for the last 100 years. But there are other things that are coming on the scene. Because and I've said this to another conversation. The world is thinking now. And I give the plus to the internet for allowing that to happen. We're opening up minds.
The internet, I think, has become the tribal fire of humankind.
Yes.
And, you know, where it used to be just the local newspaper and then it became the local radio station and the local television station. But now it's the internet. People are able to find reasons as well as interesting stories about other cultures that might benefit our own.
As long as it fires the imagination, we talked about that earlier, if it fires the imagination to do something, to be proactive about the environment, about medical health, doesn't matter what it is.
The innate nature of humankind, I think, is to be creative.
Yes.
And in the creation of being creative, we then find cures for some of the maladies that affect the world.
Better said, cannot find. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith, better said, we're back.
America, weekend, weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. At the Sturgis August Gathering, we see people with casts, a good chance in a motorcycle to deer collision, a hardwire idea for safe passage. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network, $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now, get a free premium channel for 3 months, 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. No matter where bikers ride, even the urban areas, especially during hours of low or no light, we have to be on the lookout for deer. According to XP3Hornet.com, the Hornet Deer Avoidance System uses military technology to produce a field of high-pitched directional sonic bombardment, thereby affecting deer and other small animals of your approach. Endorsed by major insurance companies, used by police, they say, we found the Hornet Deer Avoidance System online for $2.99. Cheap insurance. If it works. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Success in your life and career comes down to a coin flip. Here's why.
Heads is for discovery. You have to uncover your passions and proficiencies. Then use your head to think logically and creatively.
Tails is for development. You can't just think, you have to act. Once you identify what you must do to move forward, you need to work your tail off.
Flipping the coin. Many people never get past the early discovery phase, so there's no development. Others flip to the development side too early, so there's no discovery.
Those who get ahead realize they're always operating on both sides of the coin. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.